is your interlocutor.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the
quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. Like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
Are we in? Are we recording?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Full Reptile Radio. It's been a while.
It's been a long time. Yeah, man.
How many times have you woken up still thinking you're in a hotel in Vegas?
A shit ton. And I, to be fair, it was the second night back. I was texting a few people.
Hang on. I think we've been spending too much time with the Raptors.
Is this a new drinking
we've
game?
We've adopted this thing. What's it called?
A vernacular.
Their vernacular. You started picking up what they're saying.
Hang on. See, I can leave your mic alone this week. I can just fuck with Ollie's mic.
Oi, oi. Come on, Ollie. You're letting us down, dude.
I can't move it any further forward now.
No.
What Rogan says is keep it a fist distance from your face. What he's actually meaning is if you don't keep the mic in front of you, I'm going to punch
his fist, your face. Aerosmith reference. Yeah. We'll circle back to that.
If there's enough space to get my fist in between.
Yeah, problems.
You know. Right. Okay.
This is better.
That's much better. See, the thing is, he talks.
Their vernacular.
You're like Dean. He does the same thing. As soon as he's talking into a mic, he starts talking really quietly.
Yeah, he's super quiet.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
And all the rest of the time, he's the loudest person in the room.
Animated.
He has been the loudest person in the room.
He's not even been here.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, so can we...
Vernacular.
Yeah, like their terminology. They've,
vernacular.
You've picked it up, you're hanging out. Well,
if this was Sesame Street, that would be the word of the week.
To be fair. Brought to you by the letter A. To be fair. And purple.
So I think we should have... Well... If I'd have thought about it sooner, we could have used one of these lovely South Point clubs.
Charles, shout out to South Point.
Shout out to South Point. We had a good time.
Mm.
We should have to put a quid in there every time we say to be fair. Because I've started saying it as well, and I need to stop.
I've fucked it. I already owe it about 37 quid from today. To be fair, intentional.
So Vegas.
So my problem started when I returned. Basically, we slept all the way back. Well, me and you did. So we slept all the way back. So then that first night I got back, dished out all the goodies to the kids, saw Stays for a bit, all the rest of it. It was all good. I went to sleep and I've been texting a load of people that I've been talking to, as you do. I've got people in my phone now. And what?
Yeah.
Right? Just like...
Half of the UFC roster.
Yeah, Billy walking through just going, got his number. Got her number.
Collecting them like Topps trading
cards.
Yeah,
for real. So one of the people I was talking to, I'd been texting that evening... And obviously nodded off.
Yeah.
And next minute, Stace woke me up. And she was like, where the fuck do you think you are? And I was like, what? And I'd been saying out in my sleep, where is he? Where is he? We've got to find him. He's in the lobby. Like, he's going to go. And Stace was like, who? And I was like, Brandon. And she went, Brendan. I was like, no, fucking Brandon. She's like, where are you? And I was like, in Vegas. Where are you? And she went, you are in our bed, in our bedroom. And I was like,
Welcome back.
Yeah. And I was looking for Six Guns Gibson because I'd been texting him the night before. And it hasn't stopped there.
Give him some swag.
Oh, mate, it hasn't stopped.
Have you seen him? Did you see him?
I saw him there. We had a good chat and I've got some stuff to send out to him.
Okay.
But it was just because it was that last contact that evening that obviously he stuck around in my barn.
Are you sending some new socks?
Everyone's getting new socks.
Dude.
Ollie's got a pair of the new socks on.
Filthy because he's been walking around the garden. But, you know.
Filthy
in a good way.
Mate.
Filthy in an earthy way.
Yeah. Earth tone socks.
And yeah, I've also noticed that you've got a limited edition hat, which I was not given an option of a trucker hat.
There's levels to this game, mate.
Oh, is that right?
Is
that right?
Trucker hats are above your pay grade right now. Sorry about that.
Ollie dipped in.
Trucker hats are above my pay grade. It's a sentence that no one's ever said to anybody in the history of mankind.
There's a soundbite.
That's it. But there's one other. There's one other. And I don't think it's going to go out to anyone.
It's a one-off.
Yeah, one of one.
Yeah. No, yeah. I like it.
The best thing about you guys being back from Vegas is I can stop hating the fact you guys are in Vegas without me.
Mate,
That's the best thing about it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, the amount of people that have ghosted me, or they've either come up to me and told me everything I've done. They've gone, oh my God, I saw you do this. It's like, yeah, I know, it's there. It's amazing. It's like, yeah, but then you did this. I was like, I know. It was the best thing ever. He's like, no, but then you did that. And some other guy was saying to the lads earlier, someone grabbed my leg.
Yeah.
He's like, is this a tattoo you had in Vegas? Did you watch the video? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, yeah, it's the same. It's the same one, the same picture. It's not like it's a fucking essay you have to read.
In hindsight, it's a good thing that we were there with the Raptors doing all the videoing, because I can look back on that week now and go, oh yeah, we did that. It was a good week, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
That culminated in a high roller's abundance of marijuana that we didn't really know what to do with.
No, I don't think.
Which was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you want all this weed? I was like, I go home tomorrow. I was thinking prison sentence. How long? I'll be all right if I like post myself this back.
It would have explained all the snacks in the suitcase.
Oh, fucking hell. Like, 23 kilos of sweets.
Literally, he could have opened his own 7-Eleven when he got back from
the kids.
For real, honestly, all of it. Like,
the kids.
It got to the point where
he filled his bath when he got home.
Yeah, just laying it. Jolly Ranchers.
All stuck together.
What?
Imagine how painful that would be.
Oh, dude.
What would be worse? Jumping into a swimming pool full of coins, like Scrooge McDuck did, or jumping into a swimming pool full of Jolly Ranchers?
Oh, man. The coins, but I want to do it because of Scrooge McDuck. I want to come up and spit them out like he did as well. Rain down coins. Well, yeah,
that wouldn't take your teeth out.
Oh man, he didn't have to worry about that, did he? In his very smooth bill. How are your teeth?
Don't care.
I'm a duck.
Anyway, I said we were going to keep this on track today. Entirely my fault. It's been entirely my fault. I'm a little dehydrated, and it's been a long week, as you know.
Yes,
dude, the truck, the van. I don't want to talk too much about it.
Is this the first driving incident we want to talk about? Can we circle back to driving incidents after this?
Driving incidents after this?
Yeah, there's previous ones that I want to discuss. That held our life in their hands quite closely.
Oh, no. I know. I didn't think this was.
Do your truck one first, because it's way better.
No, it's not. No. Rygor the Dragon picked up a battle wound, unfortunately. Much like the series Game of Thrones, unfortunately.
I don't know this.
Do you not?
How scared he is. Who died?
What have you done?
Did you not notice the other?
Yeah, I did notice it. I thought maybe it was a service or something.
I know. What a lot of people think I've got a job for Rygor because I'm driving one of their service vans at the moment. I had a little accident.
I didn't even realise.
This is my first argument against electric cars because I had the window down and I still didn't hear the car coming. Driving along. The lane next to me is clear, this space. There's a rubbish truck that's pulling into a lay-by and is not entirely pulled into the lay-by. It's still sticking out because it's waiting for another bus to leave. So it's sticking out. I'm thinking it's going to keep rolling forward, so I'm indicating to go into the next lane so I can go around it, right? As I'm starting to turn into the lane, I look and this guy's sped right up next to me.
You've been Tesla'd.
Yeah.
Have you been Tesla'd?
Yeah. It was silent fart, just fucking rolling up next to me at speed.
Wow.
And immediately, as you do, you see a punch coming, you slip the punch, your reactions are there. I see it, and in my head, I'm like, new van, I don't want to hit Tesla, expensive, swerved. And
slipped into a headbutt.
The front wing of the van on the back of the rubbish truck. And took the wing mirror off. And the thing is, to be honest, I actually just thought I'd just clip the wing mirror off and... But then when I got to the studios, I looked.
Is it like the time when you drop your phone and it's face down? You're like, don't break.
Yeah, but a lot worse.
Yeah, because you got out and was like, fucking hell.
Yeah, a lot worse. So that was on top of one of the worst days.
It's bad.
Yeah,
bad.
One of the worst 36 hours. Get into the hotel. I'm not going to say the hotel because they did make an effort to work it out.
They weren't South Point though, were they?
They weren't South Point. South Point had an abundance of rooms, an abundance of cups, which is why we've got cupboards full of them now.
They asked me to take them back. I didn't steal them.
No, although I did notice he had four suitcases on the way home and the hotel room was empty.
Fully empty.
I'm talking about deconstructed the bed.
Hey, check it.
Took the desk apart.
I've got my room card.
Got his room card.
Same.
And I've also got
one. Didn't even check out.
And the thing is, you think he's just brought the room card. He bought the door, and that's why he thinks he's waking up in Vegas, because he's switched the bedroom door. The do not disturb. We don't even have slots like that.
I'm not going back anytime soon. I need all the souvenirs I've got. That's it, man. But yeah, well,
you'll always be able to access a room in South Point with that card.
Definitely. Even though we couldn't access our own rooms on the last day because they'd fucked that up. And it was a walk. We extended the rooms for a little while just so that we could mooch because we weren't leaving till say, 5. So we had some shit to do and recover. So we're like, oh, we'll extend the room. So Dan came over and was like, yo, there's a key. I was like, boom, thanks, dude. Mooched up to the room, which is all the way through the casino, up 7 floors, along the shining corridor. Nothing. So then next minute, I text Dan, he's like, it's all right, I've got it nailed. Came in, used his, nothing. And then you saw an outlaw thunder march just down to the thing. And he's
I'll
like,
this.
Excuse me. And this woman was really nice. She's like, could you just have a look for me, please? It won't let me in the room?
Yeah.
But she did.
And the thing is as well, I didn't want to go and see her again because she'd made a comment about In-N-Out Burger, hadn't she? Do you remember?
Yes.
I wasn't impressed. It was an immediate judgment. And I wasn't happy with that.
How many In-N-Out Burgers have passed your lips the last 10 years? 2. Scumbag.
Anyway.
So your worst day, you were telling about the hotel?
Oh, yeah. Well, so I got to the hotel at like 1:15 in the morning, which is a big part of the story that I won't add in, but okay, will come up at some point in the podcast in the future, which will be fun to talk about. So I got to the hotel late. I walked up to the desk, and I'm standing at the desk while this guy next to me is just screwing. Like, he keeps picking things up and slamming them down on the desk, and I'm like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? It's like 1:15 in the morning, dude. Chill out. I'm like, just calm down. I had research still to do. I was a bit behind. So I'm standing there at reception. The guy comes up and walks real nice and calm, and he's like, hi, sir. We're 16 rooms overbooked.
That's not many.
So we don't actually have a room for you. So what am I supposed to do at 1:15 in the morning? He said, well, the best thing you can do is if you wait until 2 o'clock, if some guests don't show up, then we can deallocate their rooms and you can check into one of them. I said, well, how about deallocating one of those now?
Yeah.
Like, I literally live at this hotel part-time. I'm literally there, like, what, every 2 weeks? It's ridiculous. So they eventually sorted it out and it was a bore late. But then I was researching until 4:30, fell asleep with my laptop without sending my notes over. So that my whole day, it was a big mess. It was a big mess of a week. And today is the sun's been shining today on me.
It's a new day.
Today's a new day.
The sun always rises.
Because that was your worst day last week. But one of our best days the week before was the first day we got to Vegas. Just to circle back to a driving story real quick.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so, but then you're going to throw me in it again.
No.
See, immediately the actors are laughing.
Because it was gold. It was the best moment.
I don't think it was gold.
It was. It was amazing. So bear in mind, this is Dan's backyard that he knows every square inch of. And we're going there with this tour guide. So we've never been before. So we're literally like Kevin McAllister getting off the plane in New York and be like, what city is that?
It's an airport.
Yeah. So he flies down. We get 2 cars. And we've got the murder wagon, which was a Jeep, which was fucking sick. And Dan had a Dodge Challenger Hemi.
Nice.
Which was like,
of course he did.
These fucking Hot Wheels, right? So we nipped out. We got back, dropped the bags off. Swung out maybe to a dispensary, chilled out there 5 minutes, got some groceries. Then he said, I've got to show you Red Rock. And it was like closing time. So it was about 5 to 8. So we managed to nip into this loop and it's like, is it a 12-mile loop, 24 all the way around of Red Rock, which just looks fake. It's like, you remember them Magic Eye pictures?
No.
Where you're like, oh, I get it. It was like that, but it was cool. So we walked in there. My flip-flops immediately broke. I tried to harass someone else's dog. They wouldn't let me. So anyway, fast forward 20 minutes.
Yeah, they probably reacted like you were some kind of pest.
Yeah, for real. I was like, oh my God, I've got the same dog as that. Can I stroke it? Put the fuck back.
This is America.
Sir, yeah. sir,
step down, away.
Sir. I do not want him to go nasty.
So, all right.
I'm going to fucking give him a scruffle, you shit fuck. Jesus. And all I wanted to do, I was missing my dog. I was like, I just want to go. So after
don't
that.
Touch another man's dog in America.
Ever. No.
So you're alive.
We're all taking this in because
imagine.
Yeah.
Where's Owen?
Oh. How did Owen die? Funny touched story. He scruffled someone's dog. Fuck off. So as we stood, like we can literally see the horizon is just fucking party time. Yeah. It's like everything you've seen on every CSI Vegas, every fucking film, everything. It's like, there it is. But we're in the moment of sitting at the Rock. So next minute, Dan was like, cool, we'll have a mooch around here. So he gets back in the car. And bear in mind, it had a warp button. So like,
warp speed.
Yeah, but
like a bop, bop, bop,
yeah,
bop,
it was fucking thirsty.
It was beautiful.
So we went around this loop And then he pulled out onto the main highway. And because we'd been going like 30 this whole time behind like a typical station wagon. It was like they were filming some fucking National Lampoons.
And the sun had set by this point as well.
It's kind of dark. So we're just like, wah! Across this fucking hill. And we're just flying. And the horizon is just coming over the hill of Vegas. Fully lit up. And we're like, yo, and Dan's fucking grinning. Look at me. Arm out the window. Vegas heat smashing in the face. Everyone's a little bit cooked. Like, fucking, this is
apart
sick.
From me.
Yeah, not Dan. No, you weren't at fuck, all. Not in any, me. Not in any way, shape, or form. No, it was... It was us because we weren't driving. So we were flying down and he was fully sober and he just, the lights of the horizon were Vegas and then these two headlights went bing and Shoppy's like, oh shit, whoop, and fuck it, I'm in the wrong lane. And then just fucking darted into our lane and we just all went from being like, ah, to... Where's my emergency contact? I didn't fill anything in.
It was fine.
Well, I have an inherent trust of you, but I'm not sure I'm getting in the car with you after the last couple of stories.
It never happens again. But it was amazing.
It's all right. I've had a couple of good nights sleep now. I'm feeling much better. Yeah. I'm back in the game. So, Vegas then. Good times? Raptors? Good times?
Yeah, amazing.
We've got loads
amazing
of content time. Out. If you've not seen the YouTube channel, I don't know how you found this video.
And if you did find it through the Vegas and you're used to that quality and now you're getting this, this is the norm.
Yeah. This is what we normally do. We're not always in Vegas.
No.
Although we do have some good trips planned out. We've just been putting the schedule together. I wish I was a raptor.
Dude, tell me about
Can
it.
Can I quit?
I'm going to be making some t-shirts. I was lucky enough to be on this tour, so now I'm going to be out making t-shirts. Oh, fucking mother.
So if you get angry folded t-shirts,
yeah,
you know who's
rage shirts, that's me. Not even on straight. So yeah, it was...
good times.
It was hard to explain.
Yeah.
Because there was no bad vibes.
What about Dream Racing?
Dude.
Fucking, yeah, hang on a minute. Dream Racing.
Is this your driving again?
Yeah, no. I'm not putting
the case on. So, I was flying around in £1 million sports car.
How many cars have you wrecked in the last month?
I have not wrecked any. One of them's been fixed.
Rygor just got a kiss on the cheek.
These are perfectly fine.
Steve at Dream Racing.
Yeah. So the thing is, so there's a video, there's a vlog with Dream Racing, which has got Jamie's thumbnail on, so you can tell who edited it.
It's PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
Hey, Peter.
So we all got a memory stick with the video on, right?
Yes.
Of our race, which was a video from the car of the race.
Well, we all did 5 laps.
We all did 5 laps.
Yes.
We all did 5 laps. But if you watch the video, it doesn't look like I did 5 laps.
No.
It looks like I came out of the pit, raced up 280 miles an hour, spun it 180 and then got out of the car.
It was a good noise.
I did watch that.
That is what I
Yeah. And then you got Slim just like... I'm not going to be on any videos.
I'm sitting there with a full race suit on and a helmet like fucking Talladega Nights.
Mate.
It looks like he's driving a rental car. No helmet, no nothing.
Drive it like he stole
it. The window, on the wrong side of the road, all of that.
You did get the fastest lap.
I did get the
fastest. Yeah, but he had the
fastest car.
Because we were building up and you're watching your own laps and I'm like, I definitely felt faster this time. But mine did 4.5 laps. I was flying and I came up behind someone else. He's like, and take it slowly. And I'm like, no.
He was wicked. He was.
He was literally Ricky Bubby off of Talladega Nights.
He was awesome. He was such a nice guy.
I do not want to choose a specific fast car because I like them all. Keep talking there, Sacha Baron.
It's like a movie.
Am I being punked? Yeah, it was magic.
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah. But when we got in there, so where it is. We went in. On the way there, we saw a massive blowout. We were in 2 cars.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Dan's fucking hooning it down, and we're following him in the truck. And next minute, this massive RV with a car towing it just goes...
It was definitely a meth lab.
Yeah, and for real, it's like full Breaking Bad.
It was definitely a meth
Probably
lab.
Probably was.
You could hear like all the chemistry equipment throwing in the back.
But he handled it well. He was like,
or maybe it was Will Ferrell and fucking Anchorman. That is one of my favourite scenes out of any movie ever.
He would have just gone off.
You remember that one? The slow motion scene.
Everything flying.
Mystery's just sitting there with a blank look. He only watches like obscure French art movies.
Is this the Renaissance? No. It is not for me.
You always catch me out when I'm clocking the camera to make sure it's working.
Is everything working?
You weren't clocking the camera, you're looking into space.
I did, but...
Is it the shiny gloves? Is that what's catching me?
I did, I'd gone there to check if it recorded.
Their vision's based on movement.
Just check the cup.
Don't move.
Yeah, we're good.
Wait, what did you drive?
A Lamborghini.
Aventador.
Yeah.
What's yours, the Aventador? Special or something?
It was a Huracan, but the race, like the race version.
Yeah.
And what did you draw?
One of them.
The Lamborghini.
Ford Cortina. 1989.
Performante or something. Yeah, it was a 1.1 Popular Plus Fiesta. And I still fucking nailed a one minute lap.
Nice.
But when you were there.
Only four gears.
There was an airbase next to it. So you just got these fucking fighter jets. Just like, boom, just like someone nipping into the shops. The first time when we pulled up, I was like, fucking get that on video. And Dan was like, they're here all the time. There's like 20 of them just. Whoosh.
Do you remember that weird experience we had, Wad? I talked about that in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
You're here now, so you can confirm. Yeah, turn the mic to him.
All right,
there was a really weird experience that we had in Vegas. Have I told you about this?
Not sure.
This was,
you didn't tell him about that.
And the thing is, this was the day after I fought Dwayne Ludwig at the MGM, right?
Yeah.
So had I been on my own, I would have just thought it was a concussion.
How many times does that happen? All the time.
So you were staying at my room at the MGM. I was staying at home because I was living in Vegas. So I come over to the MGM to pick you up to head back to mine. And as we're driving on the 215 around that corner near where Wahoo Fish Tacos is and stuff, there's a sticker in Wahoo Fish Taco in the south of Vegas. Send us a photograph if you find it.
Of yourself with that photo.
Of yourself.
And you'll get a mystery bag. Stickers,
so you'll know what it is as well.
You'll definitely know what it is. Anyway.
I don't want to know.
It's Raptor Country.
it's Raptor Country.
It is.
So we're driving around the 215. We're going around that bend just to start heading north, like over towards Red Rock. What a night. We just so happened to have been watching loads of Ancient Aliens, hadn't we? which is hilarious. Giorgio Saloukas with the big hair and the dark orange tan.
And the nonsense. Brilliant.
And the nonsense. I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
Yeah.
So we're driving along in my truck and we're just driving around the 215. And all of a sudden, this shadow passed over the car.
Big shadow.
A big shadow passed over the car, but it was sharp enough to have been close enough to the road to not be too obscured.
Yeah.
But it was what? Slightly wider than the car over the lane that we were in?
Yeah.
And it followed the road around and we were doing 65, sticking to the speed limit.
Of course we were.
Obviously. And it just came firing around. And we watched it disappear off into the distance.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything because my first thought is this definitely that Dwayne Ludwig right hand. And the next
thing. But we both looked at each other as well.
Yeah,
we're both like,
the first thing is you looked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, he saw it as well. And then we looked at each other. That was really weird.
That was weird.
No sound, nothing. No,
nothing in the sky.
No.
But there is an airbase nearby.
There is an airbase nearby.
Come on, boys.
Right?
But the thing is,
have you listened to the Bob Lazar Rogan podcast? How good was
Rogan? No, I watched the Netflix.
Listen to the podcast as well. Yeah. I did both of them the other day. They're amazing.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's been the highlight.
If you were living in Vegas now, would you have stormed Area 51?
Oh, yeah. No.
I reckon if we were all stormed. Yeah, but if we were all there now, it'd be like, shall we
if everyone else is
five
going.
5 minutes, yeah. Let's go. We'll be right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe Rogan, eh?
He was awesome, wasn't he?
Dude, that was a fucking pinch yourself moment. We were at their weigh-ins and I was backstage with Dan and we'd literally just watched it all kick off, which was fucking bonkers in the first place. And then I wanted to make sure I'd spoken to Joe just for a bucket list thing because I'll always say don't go full fanboy unless it's Joe Rogan. And he was there and I went over to him and was like, oh my God, you're Joe Rogan. Listen, I remember when you did this and you had her and fucking chatting away and trying to just
fear factor.
Yeah. I loved it before that. I knew you before that. So like trying to justify my existence to Joe and he was sort of like, yeah, all right, you fucking crazy cunt, fuck off. I'm not watching your podcast. I don't want your stickers.
South Point, my room key.
Can I roll you a joint, Joe? We could be bestest friends. So yeah, that went down really well. And Dan had obviously, he'd gone the other way around the cage because he didn't want to be associated with some fucking idiot. So there I am, just like.
It's that Bill Burr curling analogy.
Yeah, I just went around.
The curling stone going.
Yeah, just let it go. Just let it happen. And you quite coolly went around the other way. So then I came back from Joe as happy as fuck, even though I knew that this is just fucking John Kavanagh all over again, which is another story. Fuck that. So I went back to Dan. I was just like, fucking yeah. Met Joe and what? And bear in mind, then Joe then left me, shook off the cobwebs of like, the fuck has just happened?
English are here again.
I've just been brain raped. So he came straight over and he's like, Dan, how are you? And then I sort of looked at him and said, see, I am with him. And then he entertained me and spoke to me for a while.
You got the seal of approval.
Yeah, for real.
He's fine. Talk to him.
So
he's
stood
right.
there talking about, you know,
he's crazy, but he's our crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. He's kind of with me. And then Faber came up and I was like, oh my God, that's your eye, Faber. And it was. And so then we had this picture with all four, which was fucking insane. But Dan was like, oh, so you're in town at the minute, Joe? And he was like, I am in town. I can get you in. And we were like, and you know, every part of you is just like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking explode. And he did. So he got us in. And the craziest thing was, you'd obviously seen him before. Us three hadn't. Even just getting the tickets and just seeing our own ticket was cool.
Yeah, Mystery stuck his on his laptop.
Yeah, fair play. Mine's still in my wallet. Mine is literally still in my wallet.
You've got fans over here.
Oh, man. So we went into the theatre and we were literally the best seats you could get in the house. And we sat bang centre, like three rows back. Fucking perfect, right? So it was cool. But then there's like two whole rows of empty seats. And I was like, I thought this was a sellout. Can't send pictures of an empty fucking theatre. And everyone's, it's full, but there's just this thing. So then this guy, this massive security guard, comes walking in, just stands by a chair. And we're all like, What the fuck's going off? And like the Beverly Hillbillies fucking roll in. And I was like, these must be Vegas money. They're not like dressing up Vegas money. Do you know what I mean? They looked a bit special. So they wandered in. I was like, oh, fucking hell. I wonder who that is. And there's Steve Tyler sat on the end of the row. And I'm like, I can touch Steve Tyler. There's Steve Tyler.
And he did.
Yeah.
The rest of the set probably was great. I had to record it on my phone, so you got to throw it out before the
scene. Licking his hair. One woman went straight over and was like, oh my God, Steve, like I did to Joe. Yeah. And she went over to him and grabbed his hand. And I mean, to be fair, Steve Tyler's a small dude. Mm. And the security guard just picked her up and was like, nope. And just moved her away. And she was like an Energizer bunny. And he was like, walk away. It was insane.
Me and Dean went to see Joe in London once. And afterwards, we were just stood outside and he was just stood chatting. And like, I reckon 15 people came up. Hey, Joe, just passed him something in his hand. Yeah. Hey, Joe, you're right. Hey, welcome to London. Yeah. He's just like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with all of this. So he's got pockets.
He does
full
know
of
what he's going to do with all of that.
Burns it on the floor of his hotel room.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Sorting out podcasts.
Puts it in a little pile and sets it on fire.
Of course he does. Yeah, waste it.
You want to talk about some fights?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there were the fights at the weekend. Yeah. You've not watched any fights.
I've watched a couple from that card, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
top,
you did?
The top three, yeah.
Did you really?
Jones, Holly Holm fight.
Oh, no, hang on. I mean, we've moved on.
Are you going Vegas? Are we doing Vegas? Do you want to do Vegas first?
Well, we can do.
Oh, dude,
go on, then.
Vegas
go on.
All right,
either way, whatever.
Go because on. We were there. Because
it's super nice.
You didn't mention that. Have you been to Vegas?
Dude, I feel like I've gone vegan. Like, everyone's like, they'll be talking to me like, oh, do you know what time the school disco is tomorrow? I'm like, well, interesting. I got it in Vegas. It's actually traditional ink. There's a guy called Thomas Asher. It's from... Last Chance Tattoo. We were there at 3 a.m. in Vegas and we were just chilling. And like, there was a 7-Eleven in Vegas. And like, yeah, but what the fuck are you talking about? And I'll show them these. Got my props. Got my Joe Rogan ticket. Yeah, fucking full tourist.
Yeah, we did get tattoos, didn't we?
We did. How fucking cool was that?
Yeah, got my 3-7s.
Man.
And you know what? You know the funny thing is, because I see 3-7s all the time. All the time. I don't know why. And I just like it. And I was driving along yesterday, completely in my own head, driving along, thinking to myself, I wonder if now I've got 3-7s tattooed, I'll start seeing less 7s. And as soon as I had that thought, I had a car drive past me with 3-7s on the back.
We drove out the services the other day when we were going down to Cage Warriors. Mm-hmm. 3-7s on the car in front of us.
Yeah. There's 3-7s everywhere.
Yeah.
We need to talk to Joe about that at some point.
To Joe?
Yeah.
Does he have the answers?
Oh, he's got all the fucking answers, man.
Have you met Joe Rogan?
For half an hour. Literally me and him locking eyes. Didn't even fucking take my... I didn't even blink. I was just like, Joe Rogan... he'll have the answers without a doubt.
Probably.
He's got a 3-8 tattooed. He's got 3-8 tattooed on the back of his leg, and you can't talk anymore.
As long as it's not 3-6s.
Definitely not.
One question that I do get asked a lot, which might be worth mentioning now, is a Joe Rogan podcast. I won't mention exactly when, but yeah, it's coming up. We figured it out.
Coming up.
So we're gonna be doing that very soon.
Of course we are.
Which will be fun.
I say we. Are you staying here?
That doesn't mean us.
Man the fort, yeah? Nice one, Rod. Yeah, we'll look after this place.
You had your podcast.
Make sure you angry fold those.
Mate, I had that half an hour. You're going to walk in, you're going to like, a blowtorch and a sword. Set fire to that fucking wolf thing. I'm like, oh, sorry, Joe. Get out. I'm being sorry. Joey Diaz is just eating slim with the fucking blue cheese. How many edibles you had, Joey? Just a few. Slim's like, hey, Peter. problems.
Yeah, and one of you lot would be the only person in history to break a kettlebell as well. I can imagine that.
Yeah, just pick it up. They always do this, Joe.
Mug's broken.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
No, what is that?
Anyway.
Oh, right.
Anyway, yeah, we have dogs, as you know. Yeah. We have pets.
So
go on then. Which fights do you want to talk about then? Is it super necessary to talk about the knee?
Dude. Mate. I saw the biggest reaction of different people from that you can tell were mothers that cover MMA. And there was a sweetheart, there's a lady there, she was lovely. We talked to her 5 minutes in the coffee cart. And bear in mind, you guys have spent time with Masvidal, so is your boy. I'm not saying you don't like Ben Askren, because it's not like that. It's just when you give up. Does he need to have that toy taken off?
No, it's cool. None of this actually really comes through on the mic.
We're just ruining the flow. Sorry, nice one, Ben. Yeah. Twat.
Cheers, Ben.
So, basically, we were sat there, and we're in the media room, which obviously on the vlog you'll see that there's the food at the back, coffee bar, and then there's TVs. So we'd sat there, and we were fucking jonesing for the Masvidal fight, because we'd seen him throughout the week. Oh, I'll fucking tell
that
you what.
Definitely came through on
So we sat there, and next minute we get a drink, and within seconds, it's over. And we were like, yo! Reacting like fans. And it was like, oh man, what the fuck are we doing? Because bear in mind, we'd just seen Jan ice out fucking Luke. And we're like, ah! And turned around and the rest of the media like, okay. Impartial. And we're like, fucking go on, my son. Which then happened with Masvidal. And we were like, yeah. And then when he clubbed him twice more, and we're like, fucking have that. And this one was like, that's just super unnecessary. And I'm like, don't think it is.
Yeah, a lot of that laughing on the press conference video is us laughing at Masvidal. Well, you could tell it you laughing at Masvidal.
Mate, he was hilarious. He was absolutely on fire.
I didn't think that would get picked up. I rewatched it and I could just hear in the background like,
all dogs within a 5 mile radius were barking.
Yeah, crying. Yeah,
he's just been on point. Yeah, it seems for like months. Like everything he says is like on point. Everything he does is on point.
But he's not changed.
And I guess that's if you're being just authentic and genuine, you don't get caught out because he's just being him. And
he's never ever changed, has he? No. He's never changed.
And that's the thing. I think his time's arrived because he's kind of the antithesis of what people have already been experiencing.
Yeah, it's not managed. It's
he's not
raw,
a character. Yeah. He's not Conor McGregor or
no.
You know what I mean? He's not playing a character.
But he is a character, but he's not playing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's authentic. Yeah. Well, which is why sometimes he says the wrong things and you know, upsets people. And,
I mean, he could get iced in his next 10 fights, and you'd still be like, "I don't care." Yeah. And you just...
I mean, I loved it. I loved the knee. It was amazing. It was a good way to finish it. I would have been interested to see how he was going to deal with the wrestling.
Yeah,
from a coaching point of view, I'd be like, "Oh, I wonder how he's got, has he going to solve that little puzzle?" But what a way to finish!
You get to have that video to back it up the day after as well in the PR. Oh, this whole thing, just threw it together.
Yeah. And the thing is, as well, with that flying knee finish, if he goes on to fight Kamaru Usman next, that's the first thing that's going to be in Usman's mind if he's level changing.
Well, he ran at
Till.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's like red and black on roulette, isn't it? Two reds, one black. Two black, one red. You don't do the flying again. So Usman's going to be like, oh shit, and he's going to be like, ping. I think. I just want him to get a belt.
He'll
I think
with
he deserves
next
it.
Time and just
yeah. On it, just on the cage. What a bad fucking cool as fuck. You can't get cool in that.
Have you seen the Masvidal and McGregor?
Yeah.
What do you think to that? Because I think that's quite...
I think McGregor gets murdered.
Yeah.
Every range Masvidal beats him.
It's like McGregor fighting a bigger Diaz.
Like that's there are levels to this shit. There are levels to this shit.
Yeah.
Like McGregor's like in his adolescence in comparison to what Masvidal knows about fighting. Like McGregor's really good at a few things.
Yeah,
Masvidal can do everything with the best of them.
Masvidal's not in it as a sport. If I think the Fight Disciple said it, if there wasn't the UFC or boxing, he would still be fighting.
Yeah,
yeah.
What was the other chat about? Who else was he gonna? Who else was he gonna fight?
Not Bisping. He changed his tune.
Since the knee?
Yeah, since the knee, there was two people:
McGregor and Usman.
Oh, Usman. Yeah, sorry, he said it in.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a long night for him, but I mean, there's the rivalry between the two teams as well, which I'm just fully invested. I just really enjoy his character and everything. Yeah. I mean, I do Askren. I think he handled it really well.
Yeah,
you know, made jokes about it, and you know, well, it was going to happen at some point. You know,
well, it's the way they both did it, because even when Askren was like, "I'm okay," and then Masvidal grabbed it and was like, "Fake news, Ben's still sleeping." It wasn't mad aggressive, but it was like the timing of it was perfect every time.
Do you think wrestlers have an instinct to drop their level? So when something out of the blue happens, they instantly drop their level, whereas a natural striker wouldn't necessarily drop.
Like a kickboxer has the instinct to swerve the van if someone speeds up beside him. It's a similar kind of like reaction that's trained into the nervous system.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But look at when he's coming at you like that, at that kind of speed, you're going to go back to what you know best.
Get as close as quick.
Remember what Chael Sonnen did to Vandalay when Vandalay came back to murdering at him. First thing he did was level change, took him down.
Yeah. Well, look at Thiago Alves and Matt Hughes. Matt Hughes got iced with a big knee, level changing, and Matt Hughes was known for his fucking double leg. So the amount of speed he's going in at.
And Thiago Alves at that point was just a monster, wasn't he?
He was like Ubery money.
He was
what's in this?
He was
the old pre-sider.
I always remember
superhero
days. He had so much weight as well. He was just massive. That was my first live UFC. My first.
Nice. Alves Hughes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was good, man.
So, 85.
Yeah.
85.
It was
what else do you want to talk about in that card?
Jan
against Rockhold?
Jan against Rockhold.
How good did Chiesa look?
Dude.
And he's a superstar as well. The video that we put up has been doing really well with
Chiesa. Well, he became my best friend.
He's a real nice guy, isn't he?
He's squatching.
Yeah. He had a lot of time, especially for you, because he found out a little bit and was like,
well,
because
he knows he's getting socks. That's what it is.
For real, he's getting
He already got a pin badge.
Well, I've actually got... I messaged him and we were having a bit of a chat. I'll probably be dreaming about it tonight, Mike, just as you do. But I'm addicted now to YouTube comments because they're ridiculous. They're the best and the worst thing in the world.
I was just thinking we could edit that part where
I'm addicted. I'll just say, I'm a dick. You don't have to edit anything. Just a dick. So when you're looking at it and like, the case of interview is blowing up and people are getting into it and realising that there's no podcast this week is pretty much you're living with us in Vegas, which is fucking cool. And how organic that was he literally walked out and was like, oh my God. And we had a big chat. It was wicked. But all the comments that was like, oh my God, I thought he was a cunt. Quite like him. And it's like, the amount of people, like, if you were Michael Keyes and looking through it, like,
hey.
Oh, okay. The fuck did I do?
Yeah,
well,
he's
a pussy. He sued Conor.
What did he do? Has he done something I've missed?
It's because he sued McGregor for the bus incident because he got cut and he couldn't fight.
Oh, man, that's college fund. Fucking too right. Yeah. What are you doing? Red panty night? Do you want to get punched? No. What did he do? He threw shards of glass at my face. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can live
and
with that.
And he couldn't fight. I get it. I mean, that's no bother with that.
I feel like he's well within his rights.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. But
he's a really nice guy.
He was.
Really
and the love that he got from him, it was almost like that secondhand reverse negative of like, oh, I thought you were a cunt.
Yeah, but I get
really
that
like
all
you.
The time. Like, you should see some of the comments that pop up. We've even seen him on the YouTube channel.
I do see him. I love him.
Well, I used to think he was a prick. I used to think he was a right arrogant twat, but he's all right.
Mate.
He's all right.
He can't drive, but he's all right.
Can we make that an emoji?
Yeah. Is he a bit of a cunt?
Yeah. He has his moments.
That's my emoji. That's
the amount of people come up to me after they've met you and go, he's all right, isn't he? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't piss him off.
You know,
don't fucking pull out on him in a Tesla. Don't be coming towards him the wrong side of the fucking road.
Whatever side that is.
Yeah, don't mess up.
He decides what side of the road.
Yeah, I'm here today.
No, you know what you should start doing when someone comes up to you and says that? You should go, please help.
Yeah. Like on League of Gentlemen. Trying to buy some pegs. Yeah. Please help me. I don't even know her. Hello, Dave. Yeah. Fucking shit in my
pants. Your toilet was blocked, but I fixed it.
Don't worry, I fixed
You're
it
my
now.
Wife now.
I watched that in a while. That was weird.
Yeah,
was really
but it's
weird,
all straight
right?
in there, right?
It is.
There you go.
It is.
Hive brain.
What's all this shouting? We'll have no trouble here.
You need to look straight at the camera. Oh, Tubbs.
We'll have no trouble here.
Where have you been?
What's all this shouting?
Do you know who would perfectly fit into the League of Gentlemen?
Who's that?
Diego Sanchez.
Oh, dude.
Oh, wow.
He's got his own wing.
That
of
guy.
The corner shop.
An experiment. You haven't put the footage live. I don't think anyone has.
Has anyone put the video out of his
wing? I don't want to be the guy that does it.
Well, the thing is, I only got the very end of it where he was spinning around in a circle with his arms out with a scarf around his neck.
That's best bit.
Yeah.
you wanted to see all this shit first.
He was flapping. He was honestly, you know when you were a kid and you got jazzed about a cartoon on a Saturday morning, you're like, fuck yeah, cartoons are on. Let's fucking dance. He was like a 7-year-old, just had his fucking cereal, and he's like, fucking floating around, and he's got his I thought he was tripping.
I thought he was mad tripping.
He had socks pulled up to his knees. He had like a...
Well, that's not... I mean, you can't say that's the Raptors. Yeah, but, they've always got the fucking socks.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he didn't pull it off. And he had like a...
no shoes.
He had like a caped hood and like a shaman stick. He's just fucking mooching about. And I was like... I'd just seen him come out of the car park. And he came flying across the car park, got into like a 2002 Prius, spun out of space dead fast, aggressive. He was like... Wheel spun off in this like silence. Card made from air, and he fucking went dead hard out, and this fucking SUV pulled out with the family, and he went, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Back down, but then he was in the same get-up in the cage, and just floating.
Yeah, I thought he'd soaked his scarf in LSD, and he was slowly drip feeding it into his neck or something.
He can't be like that all the time.
It has to be a state of mind because
if there's a high, there's a low. You cannot be like that 24 hours a day.
So what's his low like?
There isn't one.
Can you imagine?
Sugar.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
He's like, have you seen it on 21 Jump Street where they go through the tripping balls phase? That's Diego constantly. Do you know when his head turns into an ice cream and his eyebrows fall off? Don't blow me, son. Remember it?
Has he got a furry wallet?
He's like, tripping balls. But there was the highlight for me of a Diego story was a high level coach. You'll see it on the vlog.
Can we change his nickname to Jeffrey?
Diego Jeffrey Sanchez.
Just Jeff.
My name's Jeff. So because we'd seen Diego do this, and it wasn't something we were making public, we were turning around and seeing all the reaction, because backstage was fucking insane. Like Jake Shields, Gilbert Melendez, fucking all...
Max Holloway dressed in peach.
Max Holloway in orange head to toe.
Big call.
Just smashing it.
Looking
Rob
like
Whittaker.
Looking like Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, killing it. Israel Adesanya in his socks, as tall as a fuck. He was huge. And I was like, this is bonkers.
That's because you're on your knees when he walked past.
That's a different video. You can subscribe to my OnlyFans page for $12.99 a month.
You've got a Patreon account.
OnlyFans page. Full nude. So... when we were there, to think that was insane, like Dana White's 2 foot away, fucking DC's over in the corner. No Dominic Snooze. Didn't get to throw down with Dom. But we stood there and the strangest thing was him dancing, but everyone's story that goes, you think that's fucking weird? You want to see when he was at the gym doing this?
Yeah, everyone had a weird story.
So the best story I heard had actions, and you'll see it on the vlog. It was Faraz Ahabi who came up, which I lost my fucking mind when he was there because I was just like, fucking hell, that's insane. So that's cool, right? So he's come up and he started talking to us and he's like, oh, have you seen his coach? And Dan was like, I've seen bits and bobs of him being a bit mental. And he goes, yeah, there's one where he's like, okay, I'm going to punch you now. And he punched Dan so gently in the stomach, but then within a second was stroking his face. And I was like, yo, there's fucking some mushrooms or shit in the air in this fucking media tent, because it was the craziest thing.
That was a weird night. Yeah. There was a lot of weird stuff happening in that media tent.
Yeah, and then Faraz just went around stroking. There was a lot of weird stuff. I'm not allowed to talk about that, am I? Oh, no. I don't want to give him the airtime.
My beard
is shaved because I chose to shave it, not because some prick thought it'd be good to advise me to shave my fucking beard.
I mean, it was messy and now it's not.
No.
You don't know.
I'm worried about how much he was influencing your behaviour.
I don't know. Because he looks like a Scruffalophagus, so I can't really fucking get onto that, can I?
Anyway. What else do you want to talk about from that fight?
That card.
Arnold Allen, congratulations, Arnold.
Fantastic, yeah. Especially over Gil Melendez, man.
Huge
fantastic.
Win. Yeah. John Jones just didn't look like himself. I need to watch the fight again. I've not had a chance to watch it again.
Yeah.
I need to watch it again. But I mean, I had Jones winning, but then I think that's partly because I expected him to win, so I wasn't really scoring it round by round.
Yeah.
Which is my mistake. But, you know, I wasn't working, so it was nice to take a night off.
Yeah.
Santos's three tears.
Yeah, all the CLs.
Oh, yeah.
As your leg, shredded.
ACL, MCL, CL.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
But the thing was...
Just a new 9 months.
Yeah. New leg. It's
got to be 9 months. 9 months to a year. It's got to be to re-up that.
Can we 3D print it for him?
How tough though to carry on
against five bones. Rounds and then the thing was it was really close because he was throwing mad volume but not really tuned in, say 70% dialed in, lots of volume, whereas John was throwing crazy shit and connecting with, like, there was a spinning back elbow at one point.
Yeah,
the entire media team went whoa. Okay, that was weird, but it was like millimeters away. But it just didn't feel like normal John. And I don't know, I saw a lot of things come out afterwards where it said how Holly's loss affected him. Because obviously they'd been together the whole week.
Yeah.
Obviously they're mad close, they're training partners. But it was one of them where she wasn't looking bad. Amanda just looked like Amanda. And fuck that.
That's a weird one, that. Because like we had it in Manchester, didn't we, for UFC 105. We had about five people on the card.
Yeah.
There were five of us on the card.
Yeah.
And that was the last
probably one of my favourite sporting nights.
Oh, it was awesome.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't keep going on about it.
Sorry. It wasn't in Vegas. It was only in Manchester, but, you know, can't all go to Vegas.
Fuck off.
Did you get a tattoo?
We didn't. We get five wins.
We did get five wins.
Is that when Andre put a snooker ball on his sock and threw it over his shoulder?
Yeah, he did.
Fucking who's that? Rory
Delgado?
Delgado. Yeah. And he just went, whooping, and this guy's like, ugh.
So what, you beat Swick.
Yep.
Ross won.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Nick won.
But like it's just happened recently with Alpha Male, hasn't it? Because they like the recent card, they had loads of fighters on the card, and I always wondered what that would do psychologically if you're like sitting watching your teammates compete, especially if you see one of them get knocked out badly like that.
Minutes before you're going out as well, because how long her fight takes determines when you're going out. So it's not even like you can go, "I'll speak to when she's back."
It has to shift the dynamic a little bit, doesn't it? I know.
Especially because did you see Faber's reaction when what's his name won his fight?
Mm-hmm.
Was it
Yong Dong?
That's
Yudong.
It. Song
Yudong. Yudong. Yeah. Yudong Song.
And he was like,
Yudong Song, what a talent,
mate.
Yeah. Was he 20? 19?
Yeah,
insane. 20?
Something like that.
You know,
seven fight win streak. I think he's on.
What was crazy was the fact Faber fought a week after the 239 because he was just mooching about with his kid and just like. Being Faber, it was fucking crazy. You know, normally you're in fight camp and that's it. Like the week before, you're dialed in, ready to fucking go. And he was just being like, "How's it, bro? Yeah, everything good."
So four. We had Andre was the first one with a knockout in the first round.
Clink. Watch that. 105.
Then we had Nick stop Matthew Riddle
after a load of shit talk from Matt Riddle.
We don't even say that name. Can we edit that name out? Buttertooth cunt.
Nick basically out.
There's actually, a big reference to that. That's not just a mad slur. That's like what he called Dancer. Fuck that guy. But
oh yeah, he did. Didn't he?
Remember?
Yeah.
It's rude.
He's a wrestler now, isn't he?
He was the guy that tested positive for weed and then said that it stops him slapping his wife or something. You know what I mean?
Good reason,
like,
bro.
He's one of those kind of
stand up douche.
Doesn't calculate before he says anything. Then Ross beat Aaron Riley, and I will still say to this day that that is probably one of his two best performances, Ross.
Clay.
Yeah, I think Aaron Riley and Dennis Siegel.
Gray Maynard.
Gray was a good one. I tell you, I watched Frankie Edgar Gray Maynard fights the other day because I was researching for Inside the Octagon.
Was there more knockdowns than old person?
You know, if you just make a highlight of the first round, you would not think that Frankie Edgar would ever be able to beat Gray Maynard, let alone on that night. Crazy.
Maybe, but it was the second round when he came out, and then Frankie was like, "Fuck it, I'll have a go now." And Gray was like, "Well, you have a round then."
Finish himself out.
Yeah,
that adrenaline dump as well. And that's the thing, like when you're watching someone compete as well, watching a teammate compete.
Wasn't Randy in Gray's corner?
I believe he was. Yeah, training at Extreme Couture at the time.
I don't know why I remember that. I know that Randy was in contract disputes at that
There's
point.
There's a lot of stuff that you remember that.
Stupid shit, That's when I'm telling Joe Rogan, "Oh my God, at UFC 17, when you did this." He's like, "Fuck off." My bad. Can I be your friend?
So, all right, 239, we're done with that. That was good. Vegas was fun. We'll see you next year.
100%.
What about the fights from this weekend? Did you watch any of them?
No,
I did.
Okay,
I'm out.
Well, we'll quick blast over them. Jermaine Durandamy, was it an early stoppage?
Yeah. That was a big old punch.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you could have brought her out.
Yeah. Early stoppage. What, have you seen it?
No.
Not
seen it. He says.
Have you seen?
I think you at least land one more. I mean, she spun and went defensive, but that second one didn't really land.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking. She went. It was just almost. Autopilot to sprawl, but she didn't seem that bothered that it was finished. And I don't know if that's after that weight cut.
I don't think she had any idea.
Excuse me. You alright?
Yeah, I'm ready for some anyway.
Fish tacos.
Some fish tacos. What are you giggling at? hang on. Have you show the camera your ring?
It's weighing him down.
He's gangster ring.
My sister got it me.
It's beautiful. He's only wearing it so he can backhand somebody, though.
When he can get enough momentum to do a spin.
Why am I doing that?
I just because you're waving it around and I want people to know what bling you're wearing. If they see you out, they might be able to take it off and then we can test your jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
What about Faber?
Dude.
Look at that. So the top two fights on that were a total of, what, 50, 62 seconds.
Josh Emmett looked ridiculous.
Yeah, he does look good.
Always.
Did you see that video of him doing sit-ups in the pool? What about that video I sent you the other day? We won't mention the fighter's name. The video I sent you on Instagram.
That I sent back, this picture.
That's the one. It's just a flat mouth emoji came back.
My favourite emoji.
There's a fighter at the moment, and she's a good fighter. I've already given it away by saying it, so that's narrowed it down. She's a really good fighter. She's doing some really unusual training stuff, though. And there was something she was doing the other day on like this like rocker board type thing.
Nonsense training.
Nonsense training. Yeah.
This is why the UFC PI has been created. PI has been created for exactly that reason. The PI is trying to get rid of the nonsense training. Man. And they have access now. Anyone can use it. Yeah. Go
if
use
you
it.
See this on YouTube.
Go use it.
Don't come back.
Yeah.
It was like rock. She was like on this like rocking board thing with these posts with the what they call blaze pods, which are awesome. We're gonna play about with them in a minute.
Thank you for that.
I'm addicted. So yeah, they spread out around her, and as if that wasn't difficult enough, trying to hit these things as they're moving. Her coach has got a boxing glove on a stick, and he's trying to hit
like it's a knockout.
Things.
He's got a bucket of water.
I think her feet are fixed, right? So she's not actually using any footwork at all. I think her feet are fixed.
But they're on those that
oh, the rockers. Yeah, but they're not actually moving.
Can she not move them?
I don't think she can move forward.
What, like a
lateral?
That's even worse.
Like a balance scrum.
Yeah,
but there are two of them.
Oh.
It seemed very nonsensey to me, hence the flat mouth emoji.
That's a fun game we can play. What about other nonsense training?
Well, you know, if you did go into the PI and you're like, have you got the two balance boards? He's like, out.
Yeah.
Out, don't come back.
The gas mask, the big one. Like, I think I've moaned about the snorkels and the gas mask. Yeah. Is complete nonsense.
I remember someone bringing training masks to me as a sponsor, and they were like, well, first of all, they wanted me to wear it walking out to the octagon.
Imagine if you just fainted.
By the time I got there,
oh, that one with the bomb in
Steve's up looking like some out of Slipknot, like a dickhead. Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah. Anyway, so they brought that as a sponsor to me, and I can't remember who that was.
I think
was it
Wad? I don't remember it was. It wasn't Wad. I remember. The first thing I said is, there's no way I could be sponsored by them. Like, Ollie would just
disown.
He would just disown me. Never speak to me again.
Let me write a paper on this.
You did as well, didn't you?
Well, an article, yeah. I mean, look, I get it. Look, everyone's trying to look for that 1% in they're trying to test the edges of training, what have you. But until you got the sort of fundamentals of training right, those edges are nonsense. Do you know what I mean? Get strong, get powerful, get your training schedule right, train hard, have the right intensity, have the right attitude, and you're killing it. You need a bit of talent in there, but that's the fundamentals, isn't it?
You could charge that advice.
That's Ollie's soundbite.
There we go.
Boom. Right, I'm out. Okay, any other fights on that card you want to talk about? I suppose it was. If I was Aspen Ladd, I would have liked a bit more time. But I don't think she was coming back. That's the reality.
There's no kill shot.
No.
There was no she kill fell shot. And it's
no
meant
double
to
tap.
Hit. She hit
of course
chest.
The Raptor wants a kill shot. Of course they do. Kill shot.
Finish him. Do you not think was her being cautious because of the weight cut?
Well, but that should be a factor.
Who's the girl getting on the scales?
That's her.
Was that her?
The opponent. Yeah.
Oh,
the fact that you didn't recognise is really bad.
Yeah. It was only because I caught
it
quickly on Twitter. I didn't really see it.
Yeah.
That was horrific.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be a factor, should it? You shouldn't take into account how bad their weight cut was.
Not from a referee's point of view.
No, not at all.
No.
The thing I always try and bear in mind is that the referee is closer to it than anybody. And they get a unique angle that nobody else gets. And the one thing that you can develop over time is an ability to look at someone in the eyes and know when they're done.
Yeah.
They know.
And the thing is, like, you've got to think, even children from a certain age, I don't have children, but you two can back me up, from a certain age when they trip, they'll stop themselves with their hands as a natural reaction, right?
If they don't stop themselves, they're out.
Well, there you go. but that's the thing, like, it's a natural reaction to do that. Like, you'll see people get knocked out cold and still throw a punch afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, there's a natural reaction to... I don't know why this jumped into my mind. There was something that I always used to read in the Book of the Samurai, and it always talked about you can make one decision for your body after you've been beheaded. And there was always this idea.
Fuck you!
Take a joint over to my head.
Or just like, or just one.
One final.
just volley your own hair.
Yeah. Juggle!
yeah. don't know why I thought that, but you do, like, there are still natural reactions even if you're unconscious or even if you're semi-conscious. So that point where she landed and her eyes were probably spinning, Herb saw that and was like, she doesn't need any more
shots. This is the thing, like, everyone criticizes referees. But, and it's one of those things, there's loads of these things like head coaching jobs or being a fighter, whatever. Everyone thinks they've got an opinion and they think what's going on. Until you've walked in them shoes, you have no idea what it's
impossible.
Like. And they've seen so many pictures, they recognise what's going on. They pretty much get it right.
Yeah. Like, and I said Delambe's to Mark Goddard, a striker. She's a pinpoint kickboxer. So like, you're going to get another one. So he saved her from herself.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark was gold in at 239 when he saved Holly.
Yeah.
That was the question I was going to ask Dana. But I didn't.
Well, look, I said to Mark last time, or on Twitter actually, I said, look, he's seen it so many times. Of course, I know he's going to make the right decision. It might not be the right, the intention behind the decision will always be right.
Although I will say, I did think CB Dolloway owed him money in that last fight.
I mean, like, right.
There's only a certain amount of time someone needs to be curled up in the fetal position before you're like, I don't think he's going to fight back anymore.
You never know that.
He might not even be breathing anymore. Yeah.
One more.
Like, he was laying into him and he was laid out flat, he curled up, then he rolled over. The only thing he didn't do is pull his quilt over his head. That was the last thing he was
just pushing out his dinner money.
His blanket over his head.
He's putting his dinner money out going, I don't like it anymore. Pulling his pocket out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you think the Faber fight was early?
Nah. That was a beautiful punch.
It was. It was old school Faber. Yeah,
and Ricky was doing a dance even after he was back to his feet. One thing that Mark Goddard, well,
Faber got to get a few shots of him on the floor as well. Yeah, stop.
Yeah, he did put more in than it wasn't like the
super
main.
Necessary shots.
Yeah,
yeah, super necessary. But the Faber for his last few fights hasn't really finished anyone quick. Mm-hmm. So at first, when he first started, obviously he's got that little bit of ring rust. And he missed a kick because I'd seen on Twitter it said Faber in seconds and I was like, knocked out or won? Oh, fuck, turn that off. So then eventually when I got to watch it, I just didn't know. And for the first 30 seconds, when he missed to catch the kick, which is one of his big fucking moves, I was like, oh, Faber's going to get iced. We're bros now. I'm going to have to take that picture off Instagram. Then he won. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
You're going to block him.
Yeah, nice lost, one. You're like, yeah, we're okay now. Yeah, it was impressive for him to come back and do that.
Fair weather friends. For real, could be friends as long as you're winning.
Yeah,
all right, let's move on to
Ryan Hall.
Go on, Ryan Hall. You want to talk about Ryan Hall? Did you love his fighting style?
I did, to be fair. Yeah.
Did you?
I think we both did.
Of course you fucking did.
It's pretty cool, man.
I told you. Like we watched.
I knew you didn't.
We watched like Wolverine and Anchorman and that kind of stuff, and he's watching art noir.
Yeah.
Like some obscure guy sitting in a coffee shop just Ryan, smoking a cigarette and just tutting to himself.
Ryan Hall filling water balloons up
just
with black paint.
Disgusted at the world.
Just dropping them off a building.
I can see it now. Sitting in a dark room with the curtains closed.
Do you know what Ryan Hall reminded me of? He reminded me of playing British Bulldogs as a kid at school. You know, just I'm sure they play in America, but basically British Bulldogs is where it's a big area, like a field or whatever, and there's one person stood in the middle and you've got to get to the other side without being taken down. So like someone grappling to the floor. And there's this one shitbird at our school that was fucking really good. So even like when there was 70 people playing, he'd be like, I'll be on. Yeah, oh. And he always had your number, and it's probably you. But he would dial in, and Ryan Hall had that exact nonchalant confidence of like, just fucking come at me. Yeah. If you want, I'll tie you up, and if not, I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And Elkins was just like that year seven kid, like going, how the fuck do I do this?
Yeah.
How the fuck do I get to the other side? with my briefcase and my blazer on, like, and Ryan Hall's like, but walking like Jason off the fucking horror movies, just dead slow. Got you. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought he looked cool as fuck.
He is cool as fuck, but he's just that real, just laid back, looks mad baked.
It looked like
a guy trying to fight like a suit that just kept just fucking falling apart every time I went to grab it. You know what I mean? I run up, and it's just gone, and it's on
his
leg.
Back. Just holding his ankle, like, I'm here now.
Fighting a plastic bag that's caught in the wind.
Yeah.
It is like that.
Oh, it's on my leg. That's another Diego story. Can I tell that Diego story?
Which one?
Of him shadow boxing himself in jiu-jitsu.
See, you're not
sorry.
Near, see, this is why I have to look after him. It's not even near the mic.
Can we tell Ollie about the Diego Sanchez shadowboxing himself in jiu-jitsu and losing.
Oh, yeah. Shadowboxing. Talk like, about... Taking shots in shadowboxing. like getting hit and getting dropped and, like, recovering, like, climbing up the fence and, like going back at...
Getting armbarred.
And then the guy takes his back and he's defending this imaginary rear naked choke. He's like...
And he taps with 10 seconds to go and gets up and goes, come on, Diego, you're better than this.
Well, at least his visualization's pretty strong. he's ticking every box.
That's why he keeps getting dropped and
at least he's going for worst case scenario. He's working himself out.
Yeah, that's fine in a plastic bag, right? That's like, what happened? He died. He just suffocated.
Yeah. As training going, I'm winning most of my shadow boxing rounds.
Yeah, I don't like them River Island bags. They're really thick.
Yeah,
weird. He's either crazy or really smart. Mm. I'm not quite sure which
he's still doing it, man. Yeah.
The thing is, just coming back to Ryan Hall, I don't mind his fighting style. The thing I struggle with fighters, and there aren't many fighters that fall into this category. Ryan Hall's one of them. John Dodson's the other one. And to an extent, Henry Cejudo is as well. They've all got that kind of... like apologetic...
Shucks.
Kind of goofy.
It's like a shucks.
Shucks, sorry, guys.
Yeah. Fuck off. I can't be doing with that. Like, just... that's how I fight. I kick him, I take him down, tangle his legs up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like
I'm
that.
Just, I can't help being this good. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And then, and the thing is, like, Henry Cejudo's like that, even though he's the champ.
I can't triple, talk about
what,
that.
What does he call himself?
Shit fuck.
Triple cunt. The thing that I realised about him, the thing that, because if there's something about someone that irritates me a little bit, and I respect Henry absolutely as
he's a cheeseman.
I always have a good chat with him, he's a very nice guy. But, like, when he comes across on camera, there's something about him that kind of irritates me a little bit. So I like to figure out what these things are. And what I've realised with Henry Cejudo is everything he says it apologetically. And that really bugs me.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, when he was talking about Marlon Moraes, he was like, yeah, well, I had to go down the weight, I had to go up a weight class and knock him out and, you know. Then I beat DJ perfect. And he was the best in the world and... Mm. Now I'm the best in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's like that kind of apologetic, like, like this is what happened.
Own it, dickhead.
Fucked him up.
Fuck me.
Like, even if you're on the wrong side of it, like Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, punch me in the face. That's what happened.
That's
me in the face.
Yeah.
Simple, right?
But that's what you want.
It's just that, like.
But then he doesn't own that, and then he's got that shitty gimmick, and then you speak to people like. Well, anyone from Alpha Male that just are chomping at the bit. Like, they've gone off from fucking TJ and they're like, oh, are you on the sidelines? This cunt.
Yeah.
Let's fucking have it. How many have you got to throw at me? 7. Fuck
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, Faber's back. I'd like to see Faber fight.
That would be a great fight.
Yeah. I can see him beating him.
Faber against Cejudo.
Yeah, I can see him beating him.
I would like to see that.
And, like, for all the gold.
How old is Faber now?
100. 40.
Yeah, it's like...
literally 40, because he won, he was like...
He is 40.
Mm.
He's 40.
And he was like, that many's not quite right.
Oh, I can still kick back for another 18 months.
Yeah, you got ages.
I don't even have to start thinking about training yet.
Yeah. This is it.
Loads of time. Can have a baby and, you know what I mean? Start a couple more businesses.
That's a scary tangent, that just dropped in. Just,
well, that's Faber, isn't it? He's just rolling along, isn't it?
There you go, that's the baby reference.
All, yeah.
I just wonder what's going on there for a second. Calm down. Some news for
calm
us.
Down. Calm down. No. We're going the opposite direction.
Okay. Technically going the other way.
We're going the opposite direction. This podcast is sponsored by Tinder.
And your ex. Can we talk about Terry and Tinder or not? We're not allowed to talk about that.
Definitely not. Let's start.
Beyond a highlight of my trip.
I think we need to have meetings before the podcast to decide what we talk about.
We need another
Terry.
Fight to talk about really quickly.
Yeah, just come and talk. If he needs another fight, so we don't have more to talk about.
He does need another fight.
He needs to burn some energy off.
Jesus. Karma stones. Brilliant. Brilliant. Anyway. Is that it? Have we talked about everything? No, we've not talked about the fights this weekend. All right, let's quick scan through these. So main event, Leon Edwards against Dos Anjos. We're going to try and do a war room for this, aren't we, if we get our shit together. We're going to do a war room for this. So expect that Friday. What do you reckon? Leon Edwards or Dos Anjos? It's the fight that Edwards has been wanting, isn't it?
Mm. I don't know if it is. It's not noisy enough. Because he's not making a massive amount of noise.
It's not Masvidal, you mean?
Exactly.
Not Masvidal enough.
If he got a Masvidal fight, then Jorge does a lot of the work.
Yeah.
Because Leon's just so chill. Mm. Angry chill, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, he knows what he's going to do, but he's not really engaging in that full, like,
yeah, shit. I'd like to see him fight one of the Diaz brothers.
Oh, for real? Yeah, just see him come out of himself. Because
yeah.
RDA's been around for long enough now that he's just like, see you there. Yeah, we'll have a fight. Yeah. And he's like, he's looked good in his last couple, but Leon's just beat every fucker.
Yeah.
Like, he just keeps winning. He beat Cowboy, then he beat fucking Iceland's own...
Yeah, Gunnar.
Gunnar Nelson. But Bjork. Like, I wasn't expecting it. Yeah. The fuck
did he Bjork? No, why did he beat up Bjork?
Yeah, she had it coming, man.
She's got that apologetic singing style.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I won all these Emmys.
Sorry about it.
So yeah, I hope Leon does it.
Yeah.
Just to see. I mean,
I think he'll fight anyone. If he beats Dos Anjos, I think
he's up there, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But he should be up there now.
I like him.
But that's where personalities make the big difference, isn't it?
Yeah. Or voice.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to scream.
Like Leon against Colby Covington would be a fun fight.
I think. Yeah, I think he's got it in him too, because he's under the radar. Whereas Darren Till exploded onto the scene and is like, been tested a bit and sort of got engaged a bit more in the shit talking and like the storyline of it. He's sort of gone the old school way of going like, well, I keep winning.
I just keep winning. Mm-hmm. Just keep winning.
And like Randy just kept putting himself to the top of the pile. Remember when it was like Randy, Chuck and Tito? They had the history, but Randy just kept appearing at the top and then was like, another title fight.
Yeah, here I am again.
Beating
everybody else.
Yeah.
The thing is, you'll get there if you do that, and you'll get the right kind of experience on the way up. Like, there's something to be said for that.
Longevity.
I just don't want to see him lose when he could have had that title shot. Yeah. And actually,
Dane conceded they'd push Till a bit hard in the media.
Yeah.
He said they'd push
Till. Don't work out, does it?
Yeah.
No, but it's easy with that person.
Four fights, five fights in. It's quick.
How do you know? You got a problem with my friend Faraz Ahabi?
Hey, they figured me out.
They fucking, mate.
Don't let him stand up.
They figured a few people out, to be fair.
Yeah.
They've got figuring out.
It was fascinating having a conversation with Danaher, because when I went up to train with GSP, it was fascinating. We're going to try and get the Raptors out to see him in New York. He's a fascinating individual. And talking to him about like the psychological breakdown that they do of GSP's opponents, and like where they think they can push them and how. And where's their breaking point? Do they have a breaking point? What will push them to their breaking point? It's amazing stuff.
Did I send you a soundbite, or I'd transcribe something he'd written? I can't remember what it is right now, but it was like deep level coaching knowledge, like right on the money. Right,
I always feel
point.
Like I'm being hypnotized when I read his posts on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, when he's like, talking. He's like, he could be so...
just leveled up.
Yeah. He could tell you, like, he's just murdered 11 puppies, and you'd be like, oh, wow. Right. Okay. That's a good technique.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so then what I did, Joe, was I moved to New York and I became a bouncer. You know? And I was 78 stone.
He was jacked back in the day. Yeah. He absolutely
was
jacked.
Massive. Exactly. And he was and his outfit. I mean,
cashmere
woolen sweater with a big V.
Yeah, I love it.
I broke every bone in my body.
Tucked in with a belt.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like the version of Splinter.
His hips are screwed, isn't they?
I went out for a walk the other day, and I need to start carrying my iPad around with me to make scribbles. I realised this in Vegas, because oftentimes I'll see somebody and their proportions just don't make any sense to me. And I was leg sperm.
That isn't what we were on about.
Yeah, we weren't on about that, but that's perfect.
You were pointing at him, so I figured that for you.
Lake over it.
I was walking the other day, I went out for a little walk, and I was walking into one of the other villages, and there was a guy there. I honestly, his torso was... And he was all jeans.
Oh, lunchbox.
Up to but his the nipples. Thing is, it was like, it wasn't like he just pulled his jeans up. It was like his waist was there.
It was.
It was the weirdest thing. It was. I wish I'd have taken a photo.
Mate,
I need to be wearing a body cam all the time, because I think I'm tripping sometimes. Dude, I saw
people that looked like gnomes in the casino. Because the thing is, our casino, the best way I can describe it, was a lot like what you'd expect to be in, like a Malcolm in the Middle series. So they'd have taken their kids out to Reno or Vegas, and we were in that type of casino. It was like proper old school. It was fucking brilliant. I loved everything about it. But the people that were there, it's like they'd just finished doing a performance of like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And then they were sat on the fruit machines for 3 hours. And I was like, are they like pantomime characters? I don't know if I was just tripping mad shit.
You definitely were.
Yeah. But we turned the corner, and there was this bloke. And he was walking to a soundtrack of like, bum, ba-dum, I expected Stewie, our Family Guy, to be with a trombone just next to him. I was like, what the fuck? And Miss Stewie went, yo, have you seen that dude? I was like, the guy that looks like a pear. And I swear to God, he was in all green. He looked like a Mr. Man. He looked like Mr. Greedy. You know, this fucking shape. And I was like, oh my God. And I honestly, body cam again. Because I don't. Yeah. I may not have been to Vegas. I might have been in a crazy Matrix tank that they just plugged me in for a day and was like, there's a load of people. But I, honestly.
It's a weird place.
Yeah, the fucking, the people were just bonkers. And just literally not even looking at the machines. Like,
yeah. And it's, and it's one of those casinos like out of the way. It's, it's, it's the secret casino that, you know, some of the top fighters go to bowl during fight week.
Yes, they do.
So no and one else knows them. Where they are.
Full reptiles. All right, dude.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Have you seen people start putting that in the comments?
I like that. Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's like, it's, it's a hotel like out of the way a little bit, which is why we had a couple of vehicles out of the way. But it's also, like you said, the kind of hotel where you, it's, it's an odd place.
Yeah.
It's an odd place.
Yeah.
The kind of place where, like, you would walk past and see a kid either holding a cigarette while they have a drink, or the drink while they have a smoke of the cigarette. That is something I actually saw.
Really?
Silence. All the parents in the room. Gasp.
Dude,
for real. Child.
Yeah.
Mate. You're talking about a child.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Mate.
I mean, hitting the buttons.
Yeah.
Drink to kids. Smoke. Drink. Passing it back to the kid. And the kid's standing next to the fruit machine.
Had they just watched Stand By Me? Right, because smoking's cool as fucking Stand By Me. If you're River Phoenix, just in this. Like,
yeah, rolled ups. Nice.
Fucking crack on. Mate, I realised that the whole casino environment is based on two pee pushers.
Mm.
So,
that would be so much more fun.
Hear me out. We went to Cleethorpes this last weekend. So bear in mind, I don't know if I mentioned, I've been in Vegas. And we're in Vegas, in all the big casinos, all lights and whistles and all that cool shit. I went to Cleethorpes to the arcade. It's mad different, but it's the same.
Same, same.
You know, when you put a pound into a 2p machine and get all your change out, and then you just stand there, you never cash out. There's never ever a time you're like, fucking hell, 28 pence. Take that to the bank, dickhead.
Yeah.
And it's the same on roulette. You like, you'll put some down, and then you'll be like, fucking hell, I could double that. Because you convince yourself, it's okay. It's only 20 quid. If I win that back, I'll just play with this. And then before you know it, if you're one of our boys, you are winning big. And if you're me, you're just watching other people win big. It's fucking... You, that people, you just don't cash out. They just seem like... There was the scariest dude. He was with this big fucking hoochie mama. And he'd come over and he was as bald as you like, but he had the three Homer Simpson hairs. And he sat there. He looked like someone had taken a turtle out of a shell. And he sat there clutching this handbag, and she was like fucking sweet Georgia Brown, just telling us everything about fucking roulette, calling him baby girl, just smashing her head. Don't you worry about it now, just get through this, pop, 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 and fucking smashing all his chips on. And I got up to walk away because we'd got our free drink. If you hang around the tables long enough, you get a free drink, which is cool. So we did that, worked out well. And as we're walking off, we're British, so we're very polite. So we thanked everyone for their time and had a word. And this guy looked me dead in the eye and went, y'all enjoy Vegas now, you're here? And I was like, oh, mum! And fucking round, we got outside. I was like, did you hear what he said? And he was like, he looked into your soul. Honestly, yeah, it was like a crypt keeper. It's fucking
strange place.
Weird fuckers.
A lot of fun, though.
All the fun.
Magnet for misfits.
Yeah.
That's why you're not there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fucking terrifying.
Right. All good?
I don't think I've got anything. I've got shit for days, but you don't want to hear all of this.
Wow. How long have we been rolling? It's been a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's, what's it saying on there?
Yeah, we should...
Aaron 12.
There we go. Oh,
that's
cool.
Right.
That's good. That's good. Because I need a good sleep.
You don't want to mention Vegas again, do you?
I'd love to mention Vegas again. There's lots of stuff. We melted visors in Vegas.
Nice.
Left my visor on the on the dashboard melted. Of the car as we ran into Target to get sweets and... It melted.
We bought all the sweets.
AK-47s and stuff.
Yeah.
Sweets and weapons.
Can I have some Sour Patch Kids, a Desert Eagle, and these socks? Have you got ID for socks? Dan got ID'd.
I know.
Stood at the fucking bar.
I went,
yes, same.
Great hairs.
Look.
I got ID'd to use my own credit card.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but to use my own card, yeah. I needed ID.
Yeah, that's to check your name, though. That's to check your name, to make sure you're not using somebody else's card.
No one else does that.
No one spells mystery like this. Mate, it was... Yeah, we got ID.
Well, you wouldn't do that for money. How do you check if this is my money? there's 20 quid. You don't get, you know what I mean?
Well, they don't, but if you're using somebody else... Anyway, this is a conversation.
It's definitely yours.
Mysteries Travel Diaries. That's a new show coming soon. Oh, yeah, the Masvidal thing. You got your card back.
I did, yeah.
I don't know how you got that back.
I drove and got it.
you drove that... So, just one more story before we leave. One more story, quickly. As we were getting on the plane... Mystery had taken Masvidal's
media day.
Well, you'd nicked it and you'd been carrying it around all week.
and then you left it for Jamie to put on the plane.
Yeah. Like you do, leaving everything else behind. So he left Jamie to put it on the plane. Got put on the plane. We flew 10 hours. And when we arrived back, for some reason, they couldn't find it on the plane.
We just got off the plane.
We got off the plane.
And we were like, got off. And I met Mystery at passport control. He's like, I left Masvidal on the plane.
It's literally just as we'd gone past
just
the point
through the barrier.
Return,
So you drove down and got it back?
I drove down and got it back. Okay, that's good. Yeah. So that it was actually quite quick. They were just like, oh yeah, you're the guy with the poster.
Good news. Nice. A good news story to end on the podcast.
Hold on. James Vick and Dan Hooker is on this fight. We haven't even mentioned it.
I'll do a thing. I can't wait for that fucking fight. All right, wicked.
Thank you.
Nice one.
Cheers,
thanks, boys. Thanks, everybody. See you next time.
In a bit.